You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. If you've been on a college campus lately, you have likely brushed elbows with a student veteran. Vets are a growing population at higher education institutions. However, there are unique challenges and experience that veterans face when it comes to pursuing their education. One organization that aims to make sure all veterans graduate and get meaningful careers post-college is the Student Veterans of America. And Jennifer Tengano, a third-year law student at the University of Idaho, as well as an Army veteran, is joining us live on the phone from Moscow today. Jennifer, thank you so much for taking some time out of your day.
Thank you for having me today.
So first off, I'd love for you to tell us a little bit about yourself and, you know, and how you decided to go into the Army.
Well, I served in the Army for 8 years active duty, and I joined the military shortly after 9/11 happened. I was in high school at that time, and my birthday is actually the day after. And so for me, it was a pretty monumental time, and it affects me every year. And at that time, I just felt a call to service, and I just really felt like I needed to be doing something proactive and doing something in the military. And I explored the branches, and I settled with the Army. And I went in as a Army medic, and I got trained as an orthopedic technician as well. And I did that for most of the time while I was in. And towards the end, I changed careers like a lot of soldiers will do throughout their time. And when I got out of the Army, I wanted to finish college. I had done college all throughout the time in the military, but I had not yet reached enough credit to get my bachelor's degree. So I started at a community college and worked on an associate's degree and then my bachelor's degree in criminal justice.
What was that like making that transition from 8 years in the military to going into civilian life and trying to get your college degree on top of all of that?
It was pretty difficult at first. There was a bit of a culture shock getting out of the military and going to school and working part-time in kind of retail jobs. And the first time I ever got sick, I didn't even know what to do because in the military, if you get sick, you have to get a doctor's note just to have to go in and do your work for the day. So it was pretty foreign for me to be able to kind of have that control over myself and while still going to school.
Right.
So it was very difficult at first, but eventually I got used to what it was like.
And so now here you are, third year law student at the University of Idaho. But so on top of, you know, studying to become an attorney and needing to take the bar exam, you are also the current president of veterans at the University of Idaho, but also the Student Veterans of America University of Idaho chapter. Tell me about these organizations and why you are so involved.
Well, when I first got to the University of Idaho, I got connected with Dan Button, who at the time was the Veterans Assistance Center director, and he got me connected with the veterans at the University of Idaho chapter. And it was kind of just starting to get back on its feet again after not being active for a few years. And I was really interested in wanting to be involved. And at first I told them, you know, hey, I'm a single parent. I'm going to law school. I don't know how much time I'll have. I'll see what I can do. And by the end of that year, I was running it. So, you know, it's something that's very important to me. And I've taken time out of all 3 years of my law school career to devote towards this organization because what it does is it promotes, you know, veteran causes on campus. It encourages veterans to get out and about in the community and to do various service events for the local community in the Moscow area. And, you know, it's something that had it not been for my participation with these groups, I might not be on the path where I'm at as far as I had an internship with the House of Representatives last year. I had internships with local governments here, and I'm, you know, in the process of waiting back on a job offer with the Department of Justice and their honors program.
Well, isn't that part of it, Jennifer, with the Student Veterans of America organization in particular, is it is this idea of helping vets not just finish college, but to find meaningful work, meaningful careers.
Absolutely. If I didn't get the emails that the Student Veterans of America send out, I would have never even known about the opportunity with the Washington Center's Vet Initiative that got me my internship with the House of Representatives, provided me with a stipend and a place to live in, you know, practically right behind where the Capitol is at in Washington, D.C. So something I would never have been able to do on my own, but through the Student Veterans of America, been able to do that. After that internship, I got, I was told about the Student Veterans of America National Conference that they host every year. And I went to last year's National Conference in Orlando, Florida at Walt Disney World. And that was probably the most amazing experience that I've ever encountered.
So tell me why. What made it so, you know, transformative for you?
The thing that was so transformative for me was just the overwhelming support and just seeing the number of other veterans that have gone through similar experiences, also trying to achieve their higher education goals. Like many veterans, I joined the military because college was not really an option for me. My family wasn't able to pay for it. It would have been something that I would have done on my own. I have a twin sister, and it took her about 6 to 8 years to finish her college degree. And all that time I was in the military, and now that I've been out, I've been able to do that pretty quickly and not have to pay for it.
Well, and so talk to me about this, because I was doing some research, and I believe there's around 1 million veterans in the United States who are using their GI Bill to go to college or finish some type of higher education. But there are so many unique challenges that veterans face, as you just talked about. So one of the things you want to be able to do is you want to be able to send 3 student veterans to the SVA annual conference this year, but it costs money. So you've come up with a really unique way to raise that money. So tell us about this.
So the University of Idaho has a crowdfunding campaign called You and I Give, and I got connected with them last year, and I was interested in doing a campaign, but I didn't really know how to go about it. And this year with the national conference, I knew that I wanted to do it. And so I contacted the people there, and we worked together put this campaign all together to start in for the month of October. And the campaign is to help us raise the money to send those 3 student veterans. And it comes through the university's foundation. So because we are a student group, we're not a nonprofit organization, but all the donations go through the University of Idaho's foundation, which is a nonprofit, and it provides our donors those tax incentives. And it also helps us as a student group to achieve this goal where we would not otherwise have been able to send these students, because the cost of everything that we're trying to raise is all-inclusive, and the Student Veterans of America National Conference itself is all-inclusive. So all we need help with is paying for the registration, the airfare, and the hotel, and everything else is pretty much covered by the Student Veterans of America for while we're there.
And I want to make a note that your crowdfunding goes until Thursday, because it is the end of October, and I do need to wrap up our interview. But Jennifer, thank you so much for taking some time out of your day. If people want to find out more about the crowdfunding, Jennifer, do they just go to the U and I?
Yes. You and spelled out igive.uidaho.edu, and it'll come up with a page, and our Student Veteran National Conference campaign is on there.
Thank you so much for taking some time out of your day. I really appreciate it. This is Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette.